A Panacea by Thomas Watson. The Scripture is a golden epistle written by the Holy Spirit and sent to us from heaven. The Scripture is a spiritual looking glass to dress our souls by. It shows us heart sins, vain thoughts, unbelief, etc. It not only shows us our spots, but washes them away. The Scripture is an armory out of which we may fetch spiritual artillery to fight against Satan. When our Savior was tempted by the devil, he fetched armor and weapons from Scripture. It is written. The Scripture is a panacea, or universal medicine for the soul. It gives a remedy to cure deadness of heart, Psalm 119, verse 50. Pride, 1 Peter 5, verse 5. And infidelity, John 3, verse 36. It is a garden of remedies where we may gather an antidote to expel the poison of sin. The Scripture is the only standard of conduct. It is the only rule by which we are to square our lives. It contains in it all things needful to salvation, what duties we are to do, what sins we are to avoid. When your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight. Jeremiah 15, verse 16. All true solid comfort is fetched out of the Word. The Word is a spiritual garden, and the promises are the fragrant flowers or spices in this garden. How should we delight to walk among these beds of spices? The Scripture is a sovereign elixir or comfort in an hour of distress. Your promise revives me. It comforts me in all my troubles. Psalm 119, verse 50. If we would have the Scripture effectual, let us labor not only to have the light of it in our heads, but its power in our hearts. I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119, verse 11. The word, locked up in the heart, is a preservative against sin. As one would carry an antidote with him when he comes near an infected place, so David carried the word in his heart as a sacred antidote to preserve him from the infection of sin. When we read the Holy Scriptures, let us look up to God for a blessing. Let us pray that God would not only give us his word as a rule of holiness, but his grace as a principle of holiness. It is said that the alchemist can draw oil out of iron. God's Spirit can produce grace in the most obdurate heart. This Puritan devotional has been brought to you by Grace Gems, a treasury of ageless sovereign grace writings. Please visit our website at www.gracegems.org, where you can browse and freely download thousands of choice books, sermons, and quotes, along with select audio messages. No donations accepted. Thank you.